SFM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu says President Hakainde Hichilema should not be anywhere near the body of the late former president in accordance with his wishes. Speaking at a press briefing, family spokesperson Makhebi Zulu has expressed concern over what he described as the government's unilateral approach in managing the conveyance and mourning of Mr. Lungu's remains without due regard for the family's input. Mr. Zulu has emphasized that the wishes of the deceased and the sentiments of the family must be respected in the handling of the late president's body and funeral arrangements. He has disclosed that the family has held 2 meetings with government delegations concerning the funeral logistics, but claimed that no consensus has been reached as the government has continued to alter its proposals. Mr. Zulu has, however, assured the nation that the Lungu family remains committed to ensuring that the late former head of state is mourned in a dignified and respectful manner by all.
On Thursday, 5th June 2025, the 6th Republican president, Dr. Edgar Sagwa Lungu, died here in South Africa. Following his death, the family has had several engagements with the government of the Republic of Zambia with 2 delegations. At the said meetings, it was made known that the family had already put in place all logistics to address the wishes of the deceased, that his mortal remains be conveyed by the family privately and not the government of the Republic of Zambia, and that President Hakainde Hichilema should not be anywhere near the body of President Edgar Sagwa Lungu for reasons that have since become common cause.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has refuted reports circulating on various media platforms alleging that the commission summoned and interrogated Daliso Lungu, son of the late former president Edgar Lungu, on Wednesday, 11th June 2025. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba has described the claims made by Nkandu Luo as contemptuous, malicious and misleading to the nation. He has further addressed concerns regarding the alleged seizure of passports belonging to members of the former First Family, saying that the passports of Daliso Lungu, Chieso Lungu, Kasila Lungu and former First Lady Esther Lungu were never seized as a bond condition. Mr. Tamba has also revealed that the DEC has engaged with Daliso Lungu's lawyer, who has categorically distanced himself from Nkandu Luo's claim.
The Drug Enforcement Commission is saddened by reports claims circulating through various media platforms in which Nkandu Luo has alleged that the Commission on Wednesday, 11th June 2025, did summon and interrogate Mr. Daliso Lungu, son to the late 60th President of the Republic of Zambia, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Sagwa Lungu. Members of the public may wish to note that Mr. Daliso Lungu has not been summoned or interviewed by the Commission in the period mentioned by Nkandu Luo. The Commission therefore wishes to dispel Nkandu Luo's claims as they are contemptuous, malicious and misleading to the nation.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga has applauded the government of the People's Republic of China for awarding African countries duty-free access to the Chinese markets for agricultural products. The minister said this during the launch of Zambia's permanent pavilion in Changsha, Hunan province, on the sidelines of the China-Africa Economic and Trade Expo. Mr. Mlenga said the pavilion will help improve Zambia's export revenue and has appreciated the provincial government of Hunan province for supporting Zambia's quest to improve the export to China. He has expressed support for this initiative as it was permanent and not a one-off event, and urged the embassy to ensure the pavilion showcased Zambian goods, both agricultural and manufactured products. This is according to a statement issued by Second Secretary Communications, at the Zambian mission in China, Catherine Kashoti. Government has partnered with Finnish technology firm 73 Global Health to introduce an artificial intelligence health system aimed at enhancing medical care delivery across the country. The innovative system, developed by 73 Global Health, is designed to enable patients to access medical consultations, diagnoses, and prescriptions remotely, regardless of their location within the African continent. Speaking during a high-level stakeholder engagement meeting held yesterday, Minister of Technology and Science, Felix Mutati, said the AI health platform will be piloted in selected health facilities across all 10 provinces of Zambia for a period of 6 months. And 73 Global Health Board Chairman Yako Sepala emphasized the company's commitment to making the platform affordable and accessible for all Zambians. Meanwhile, Finland's ambassador to Zambia, Sanna Hälinen, reaffirmed her country's support in fostering sustainable and innovative health solutions for Zambia.
Finland is home to thriving health technology industry that combines latest digital tools with a strong tradition of quality public health services. Finland's strength in artificial intelligence, mobile health, and secure data management have enabled the development of solutions that are not only technologically advanced, but also human-centered and scalable.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has announced plans to begin regulating an additional 41 products under compulsory standards as part of its ongoing efforts to enhance consumer protection and public safety. Speaking during the launch of a joint awareness project between Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, aimed at promoting consumer protection and product safety awareness amongst pupils, ZCSA Chief Executive Officer Gerald Chizinga said the new products to be regulated include industrial goods, more categories of food products, solar products, fertilizers, and packaging materials, among others. Mr. Chizinga has emphasized that enforcing compulsory standards plays a critical role in shielding citizens from unsafe products that could pose risks to health and environment safety.
Plans are underway for the agency to start regulating 41 more products, which include, among others, manufactured products, other food products, solar products, and packaging materials. This project is therefore not just about compliance to mandatory standards. It is also about securing the well-being of our children and ensuring that the products they interact with daily are safe, reliable, and meet the required standards.
Speaking at the same event, CCPC Executive Director Eunice Kazembe has emphasized the importance of consumer education from an early age, noting that the joint program aims to equip pupils with the knowledge to identify unsafe and non-competitive products.
We want to equip them with knowledge to identify anti-competitive conduct, non-compliant goods, and unfair trading practices that threaten not only individual welfare, but the state of our economy in general. Three, we seek to empower learners to act to become ambassadors for fair and ethical markets, promoting awareness among their peers, families, and broader communities.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Provincial Education Officer Terry Changwe has commended ZCSA and CCPC for their efforts in supporting government initiatives that seek to impart social and life skills to learners.
The news continues.